This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
We're going to look at Job. Chapter 23, verses 11 to 12. Very simple message today. Everybody has got it? Who wants to read it for us? Just those two verses. Thank you. Go ahead.
My feet had closely followed his steps. I had kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread.
Okay. So this is Job. While Job is in a difficult situation, where he's suffering the worst pain of his life. He's going through the biggest trial ever in his life. And in the midst of that, of those trials, in the midst of all that, of everything, here's what Job could say. Number one, he says that my feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. Now that's a bold thing for someone to say. Is this pride or arrogance? Is Job trying to say, look, I'm a good person? Now this is an honest man. Even God, we read in chapter 1, even God acknowledged that Job was a righteous man. God told Satan, have you seen my servant Job? There's no one like him. And it wasn't a secret for Job. Why? Because he knew that he could say honestly, I have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his ways without turning aside. It doesn't mean that he was perfect, but it means that Job, as far as God had given him light, he had not departed from following in the steps of God. So, what does that mean? Jesus came to give us a model, right? He walks. We know the way Jesus walked. The Bible says that if anyone says that he's in Christ, then we must walk as he walked. So Job says that he followed the steps of God. I did not stray from his step. I followed closely to his step, meaning that in every situation, I tried to act the way that I believe Jesus Christ would have acted. I tried to follow his steps closely. And this is not someone who was in his good time saying this. This is someone who was going through a difficult time. One of the things that has been sad for me to see over the years is how people change when things don't work out the way that they wanted it to. It's when the way people react when they're disappointed, when they're heartbroken, when they've lost money, when their business failed, or when they have a health problem, or when something happens to someone in their family, or when their relationship with someone, they like someone, that person didn't like them, or whatever else, they go through a breakup. To see the way people turn away from God, when they no longer follow closely to his path, is sad. You have to develop a walk with the Lord that is such that even when things are difficult, you're going to stay close to the path that God has traced out for you. You continue to follow his steps and you won't depart from the command of his lips. Okay? And there are In particular, how do you make sure that that happens to you? How do you make sure that the day you're going to face a difficult time, you're going to stay close to God and you won't stray from His path? How do you make sure that the circumstances of life don't move you left and right? How do you make sure that you maintain your righteousness? That how do you make sure that you continue to walk as a righteous man? Even when things don't go well, even when you're facing difficulties and hard times, how do you make sure that your heart remains pure, that you maintain integrity? Now, I can say to you, I have not walked with God. I won't say that I've walked with God perfectly. But I can tell you honestly, regardless of what has happened in my life, and some of you know some of the details over the years, I can say to you honestly that my walk with God has not changed. I'm not saying whether it was good or bad before, but it has not changed through the trials, right? I've maintained however I was following God before, whether it was good or bad, I continue to follow God in the same way, right? And it is something you have to get to that point in your life where that relationship with God, with your relationship you have with God is paramount, where that relationship with God is the one thing in your life that will not change. That's invariable. You have to get to that point in your life where that relationship with God that you have, heaven and earth and hell knows that anything can move in this person's life. The hardest thing that's in his life to move is his walk with God, or is her walk with God. He's going to stay close to that path no matter what happens to him. You have to get to that point in your life. And it is sad for me every time when I see that that's not the case for someone. I'm not talking about being unrealistic. When you're going through a difficult time, your heart is raw or you're disappointed or something. Yeah, you can vent out your frustration to God if you want to. But one thing has to be there is that you have to continue to follow close to His path and follow His steps. Okay? So now, how does that happen? How can you make sure? That's verse 12. I have not departed from the command of His lips. I have treasured the word of His mouth more than my daily bread. Stop and think about that. He says, I have treasured the words of His mouth more than my daily bread. Okay? If a person, and everyone here eats every day, right? You have your daily bread, right? You ate turkey, you ate all these other things over Thanksgiving. You have your daily bread, you know, and people, if I ask here, you know, who here loves, what kind of food you love, everyone here will have some kind of food that you love, right? And what do you do? Every day you make sure you get your food. Every day you make sure that you have food. You make sure that you are feeding your body. It is something that you treasure. It is something that you value. You make time for it. Even if you're busy, even if you've got other things to do, you make sure that you eat, right? And it doesn't matter what else is going on. You are going to find time to eat. Every day, sometimes for some people, eat more than they're supposed to be eating every day. They really treasure their daily bread, right? And so, but when it comes to God, you have to ask yourself, there is also spiritual food, and that's the Word of God. There is the Word that He has given to us here. And there is the word, those are the commands of His lips. But then there is the word that He speaks to us personally every day. Job says that he treasured that word from God more than his daily bread, right? Fernando, do you understand what that mean? He valued the word of God. He valued the things that God says to him every day. To him, that was more precious, that had more value than the food that he ate every day. This word of God was more serious, was more valuable, was more, he treasured it, meaning it's not just that he gave him value, he treasured it. It was like, this is the thing that's most precious, that's precious to me, more than his daily bread, okay? And so, look, I want you, first of all, I want you and I to be honest and ask ourselves, is that really the case with you, right? Is that really the case with you? Do you really value the word of God more than your daily bread? You know, I want you to ask yourself, first of all, have you truly treasured the word of God more than your daily bread? Have I done that? How many days did you eat and you had food, but you didn't hear from God, right? So, let me give you an example. Let's say Suresh travels and goes somewhere for work or for something, right? Okay, so he's gone for maybe 1 day, 2 days, and he hasn't called Raji, right? And Sister Raji is there waiting to hear from Suresh, and he's not calling. And 1 day passes, 2 day passes, 3 day passes, 4 day passes. He hasn't called, he hasn't emailed, hasn't sent any message. And then another week passes, and you go to visit Raji, and it's now 2 weeks, and he has not had any news, right? You ask her, how are you doing? She's like, yeah, I'm doing fine. And you look at her, and you're like, how's Suresh doing? She's like, oh, yeah, I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks. And then she said, and then she turns around, continues on doing whatever she's doing. You say something is wrong, right? You say something is off here. She's going to try to find out. She's going to try to figure out what's going on. Something is going to trouble her that my heart, I'm not hearing from Suresh. Something is wrong, you know? That's, you say, okay, this is someone who values she values the word of her husband. She values hearing from her husband. There's something there that she just hearing from him for just to know that, okay, he's okay, he's doing fine and things are. It is like that with God, right? Those who value his word hear from him. Oftentimes you hear that people say, God doesn't talk to me, right? That's a common thing. God doesn't speak to me. Or how do people say that God talked to them? The truth is this. Those people to whom the word of God has value, those people who value God. Now, if you, for example, ask Raj, okay, have you not heard from Fernando in 2 weeks? Yeah, that will be normal. Right? So it's a different relationship there. But she values hearing from Suresh a lot more. And so if that didn't happen, she will be worried, she will be bothered, she's going to try to get in touch with him. And the truth is also, it is like that with God, right? And if someone values the word of God, God's going to speak to that person. If God knows this person is going to be so bothered and so worried and so uneasy that I have not spoken to them in a couple of weeks, God is going to speak to that person. When they open the word of God, they're going to see God speaking to them. And then there are those who can go for 1 day without hearing from God. There are those who can go for 3 days, for 4 days, for 5 days, for a week. Some can go for a year without hearing from God. God just doesn't have that type of place in their lives. And so they can go on for 1 year, 4 days. Some people haven't heard from God in 5 years and they're okay. They're not bothered by it. They don't even know something is wrong. At some point in your life, you have to become the kind of person who values the Word of God. When you can say, God, the truth is, I have not heard from you. One of the reasons why you have to want to come to church every week is you want to hear from God, right? Every week when I go out, I listen to some messages. Do you think it's because I love hearing the voices of whichever preacher I'm hearing from? It's because I want to hear from God. I tell myself, maybe God has a message for me through what this person is going to say this week. Because the people that I listen to are usually the type of people through whom God has spoken in general. They are men of God who seek the Lord every week for a message to give out. And often God has spoken to me through them. And so I go out and listen to that. Why? Not because I want another sermon. Not because I want to listen to another 40 minutes and hearing someone talk. But it's because I tell myself, maybe I'm going to hear something there that will convict me, that will speak to my current circumstances, that will speak to the things that I'm thinking about, struggling with, seeking an answer for. And I'm hoping God will speak to me through it. I pick up the Bible and I read it. Why? Because I'm telling myself, as I read it, God is going to say something to me that's going to speak to my current circumstances. That's going to say to me, here's what God wants you to think about. Here's what God wants you to do. Why do I want to hear from God? And like I've said before, there are things that you cannot hear from God about through the Bible, because there are specific things that you can't get an answer for through the Bible. God has to speak to you directly. There are also people who can go for a year, 2 years, 3 years without hearing that kind of word from God, right? And then there are those who can go for a month. They can go for a week. Some can go for a day. You just have to be honest with yourself and tell yourself, where are you at? At the very least, you should take the Word of God every day. We should take the Word of God every day. And we should say to God, God, what do you have to say to me today? And we open the Word of God and we read it. And you read it and you ask God, God, speak to me. And as you read it daily, you hear from God, and that Word is going to not just change you, transform you, change your character. Just like when you eat, if you have a child here, if that child is eating every day, what's going to happen? That child is going to grow and develop normally and become a healthy adult. If you're feeding yourself spiritually every day, you're making time to eat, to consume the Word of God, you're going to grow spiritually and you're going to become a healthy spiritual person. But you have to feed yourself. And if a child is not being fed, they're not eating, or they eat sporadically, they eat on Monday, or they eat on Sunday and then they eat on Wednesday, the health of that child will not be good. When sickness comes, their body is not going to be strong enough to fight that disease, right? And in the same way, when you don't feed yourself well spiritually, what's going to happen? When the temptation comes, that's the disease, that's the virus. When the temptation comes, your system's not going to be strong enough to fight it. You're going to fall under that temptation. You feed yourself spiritually. You don't wait until, right? You don't wait until the time when the child is sick for you to start feeding the child properly. You feed the child properly before, when there is no disease, you feed the child spiritually. So that when the time comes and the child is in an environment when there is disease or whatever, their body is strong enough to fight it, okay? And in the same way, it's like that spiritually. You feed yourself spiritually in the times when things are well, in the times when you're feeling strong, in the times when the devil is not coming after you. And on that day, when the temptation comes, when the devil comes after you, when the trials of life come, you will have the strength to be able to make it. So how do you stay? How do you make sure that you stay close to the path of God, that you do not fall to the left or to the right? How do you make sure? You make sure that you treasure the Word of God. I've said that to you here many times. I'm going to say it again. And probably you've heard it so many times, got tired of hearing it. But I'm going to keep repeating it. You know, my years in high school, I sought God day after day after day after day after day after day. I have volumes of notebooks from those years, right? When I got up in the morning, at 4 a.m, I went out there alone in the living room. I began to read the Word of God, meditate on it, pray, listen, try to listen to what God was saying to me for that day. And over time, that built something in me. So that when I left school, first of all, it allowed me to survive in that public school environment where there was plenty of opportunity and influences for sin and for all kinds of things. And it also prepared me to come to college where there was all kinds of pressures and bad examples and things that many ways your life could go wrong. Why? It's because at some point in my life, at least, I valued the Word of God. I valued and I cherished that Word. I cherished that Word from God. And that built something in me. And I want to encourage you, here's a year that is ending and another year is going to start. I want to tell you, if you want this coming year to be a totally different year for you, there's one of two things that I'm going to share to you. This is thing number one. The other thing, I'm going to share it sometime between now and the end of the year. But thing number one is this. One of those two things is this. You have to cherish the Word of God. Show God that you take His Word seriously. Take time and take time to read it. Even just read it. Okay? I'm going to pass out a calendar for the beginning of the year for people to read the Word of God through from Genesis to Revelation. And I want everybody, especially those who have never done it before, I would like you to take that calendar and to begin to read it. We're going to start in Genesis. Going to go all the way to Revelation from the 1st of January to the end of December. Do that for yourself. It will help you. It's going to take you only 15 to 20 minutes a day of reading, and the calendar is going to tell you what to read every single day. And I guarantee you, even just after the first month, you will notice that there is something that is changing in your life, okay? And I want everybody to do it, and there will be no excuse. No one's going to say, I don't know how to read or whatever. If you don't know how to read, you're going to go to the library, go on YouTube, and listen to it. The whole thing is, at least the King James Version is on there for free. And I want you to invest in your walk with God. I want you to be healthy, okay, and to be spiritually healthy. We're going to treasure the Word of God this year. It's going to be a year when we're going to make sure that everybody is treasuring the Word of God and taking it seriously. God is good, and He loves to speak to His people. He loves to speak to His children. He likes to hear the voices of His children coming to Him, speaking to Him, but He also loves to speak to His children. And when you make time, you make the room, you begin to allow God to speak to you every day, God will do that for you. You open His Word, you say, God, today come and speak to me. Say something to me. Show me something that's going to be useful for me today. You read the Word of God with that type of heart, God will speak to you. Maybe just one verse, maybe a reminder, maybe something, but God will speak to you, and the result of God speaking to you every day is that your life is going to change in ways that you may not even be able to notice. And like I said, it's just like a child. You feed a child properly, the child grows, but it's not like you wake up, you feed a child today, and tomorrow you wake up and the child is 3 inches taller. It does not work like that, right? You're feeding the child. The child did grow. From last night to this morning, the child grew. But you couldn't tell. The child grew just a tiny little bit, right? But after 3 months, you look at the child 3 months ago, and you look at the baby 3 months ago, you look at the baby now, you will see it different. You will be going to be able to tell, wow, this baby has been eating. And that growth comes from nothing but the food that they're eating, right? And so you have that, that is the process. You're going to read the Word of God. It's not like you read it one day and the next day you're going to be David, right? Or you read it and the next day you become James or something like that. It's not going to be like that. You read it today, you read it tomorrow, you read it the next day, you read it this week and next week and the week after, you meditate on it, you obey it, and yes, 6 months later, you're going to be a different person. The things in your life are, you're going to develop the fear of God, you're going to develop the knowledge of God, you're going to develop, above all, I think the most important things that many people need, it's going to change your mind. Your mind is going to be renewed. You begin to think the way God thinks. You begin to see things the way God sees it. You have more strength to fight temptations. The time when temptations are stronger in the person's life are the times when they neglect the Word of God. Okay? That's just been true in my own life. So I want to encourage us to just value it. And when you come to church, you come here to hear the Word of God, you value it. God is going to speak to you. You go to a meeting. I've gone to meetings with people. We all go to the same church, or we all go to the same conference or convention. I hear the Word of God from that thing, and it changes me. And for some people, it doesn't, because there was a value in my heart. I was like, no, I'm going there. I'm going to try to get something, and I listen with attentive ears, you know. And you do the same thing. You value. The reason why I tell people, you know, come to church. It's not because I want you to come and show God that you take His word seriously. You say to God, God, I may be tired. I may be wanting to stay in my bed, but I'm going to get out and I'm going to go there. Because maybe you are going to speak to me today. Maybe I'm going to hear something that's going to change my life. Maybe I'm going to hear something that's going to transform me, something that's going to help me be a better person, a better wife, a better husband, a better father, a better mother, a better brother, sister, or whatever. You show God that you take His word seriously, and God is going to honor you. So, ending with Job, we know that Job was going through a bad situation, right? And we all know that Job was, throughout when he's talking, most of the book of Job, at least a large chunk of it, is Job complaining, right? He was saying that, why am I going through this difficult time that I'm going through? But in that time, even though he did complain, but what was he looking for? What was Job looking for? What was it basically his request? What did he want in the midst of that time? He wanted to hear from God. He wanted God to give him an explanation of why is it that I'm going through this whole thing. That was the desire of Job. Now, I don't know, some people look at that and they say, well, Job is being bad, he's questioning God, whatever. I don't view it like that. I view it as this is a man who was going through a difficult time, and he wanted to understand, God, what's going on? What did I do? Did I do something wrong? Why are you letting me go through this world? He wanted the mind of God about that situation. And I don't think that's bad. Now, some of his attitude in looking for that was not correct. He was proud of his righteousness. Yes, that's bad. But the fundamental thing of wanting to know about God, and when he's there, he's longing, if only I could talk to him, if only he could speak to me, if only he could answer me, if only he could say, I think that's a noble desire. I think that's a good desire. I think that it is good to go to God. You know, we've read about David. There was a drought in the land for 3 years. David didn't say, well, God controls the weather. It's okay. It's whatever. It's just the way it is. Sometimes you have a drought. Sometimes you don't have a drought. After 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, David said, this is not correct. He went and he sought God. And God told him why the land was going through the drought. And David was able to fix the problem and things changed. He cherished the word of God. He treasured it. Okay? In every situation, Job wanted to know the word, the mind of God in this particular situation. And what happened? God did show up. God did talk to him. He ended up repenting. He ended up seeing that he was wrong. God ended up correcting him, and he ended up seeing things from the way that God sees it. But why was that? It's because Job cried out. Right? If Job had just been quiet and not said anything, just be like, okay, yeah, you know what, whatever, this is the way things are, God would have restored his wealth to him like we see in the end of the book. All that would have happened. But he never would have had this new understanding that God had given to him. That came out of a desire, out of a longing, out of a desire to say, God, I want to hear what you have to say about my particular circumstances. And of course, God's answer to him was that, I'm sovereign and I control everything, and there's a lot you do not know and do not understand, right? That's a different message, but God did answer Job. Why did he answer him? He had a hunger and a desire and a sense of urgency. He wanted to hear from God. God answered him. He treasured the word of his mouth more than his daily bread. And God honored that in Job. And so I want you and I to renew that. To have, if you had it before, good, renew it. If you've never had that, tell God, God, I want to hear from you now. I want to become a man or woman who hears from you. I want to become a person who hears from you. And you can begin that today. You can begin that this week. Take the word of God and read it and ask God to speak to you through it. Value it. Tell God, I'm going to obey it. I'm going to use your word. I want you to speak to me so I can stay close to your path. God will honor that and will speak to you. Amen.